you know, President Obama was just absolutely awesome. And he just laid it out for us why we have to support Hillary. There's just no ifs, ands, or buts about it. You know, it was a plan. It wasn't, you know, a campaign speech. And you could hear a pin drop at many, you know, points in the speech. The people here were very engaged, as they always are when he speaks. And I don't know what else to say other than I am just so happy and so proud that I'm here today, and I was here 8 years ago when he became our president. And we're ready for Hillary.
We're hearing a lot still in the media, though, about this sort of division between the Bernie supporters and the Clinton supporters. Has that sort of died out as the days have gone by, or was there more made of that anyway?
You know, it started out really, really strong on Monday, and then Tuesday left, and Wednesday, you know, there was still a few out here. But I think they understand, and it's simply, you know, put by the president, you have to support our democratic ideals. You know, this is what it's about. This is about our future. This is about our kids. It's bigger than me. It's bigger than you. It's bigger than one candidate. And I'm hoping that they heard that. And judging by the way everybody stood up after his speech and when Hillary came out, it was just absolutely electrifying in this room.
Can I get your quick reaction to the short speech but moving speech by Gabby Giffords last night?
You know, I saw Gabby Giffords, obviously, I was active in the party, and she came to one of our state committee meetings, and it was, I think, like the November before what happened in January, and it made me so sad because she is such an electrifying speaker, and she is almost there. I mean, it was like the old Gabby Giffords. She walked out without her cane. Her speech was wonderful. I mean, she just, there wasn't a dry eye in the House, especially this Arizona delegation.
And last question, what are you hoping to hear from Hillary Clinton tonight?
Well, I know what we'll hear from her. She'll be specific. She will be specific. We're not going to hear, this is what I want to do, this is what America should do, and no more of this rhetoric about make Arizona great again, because as we said, Arizona is great. America is great. We've always been great. Just like the president said, that we, you know, times of trouble, we pull ourselves together, and we know that just simply by the way he, you know, when after he took his presidency, and then we find out that, you know, we're rock bottom, and he brought us back because we come together, and that's what we do as Americans. We're at our greatest when we need to do something and come together. And I think we're at our greatest right now. We know we have a lot of support, you know, obviously from our Democrats. We're hearing it from our independents, and we're hearing it from Republicans. So I think we're coming together, and I think we'll see a win in November, and we need to see a big win. We're not going to be satisfied with just a win. We want a big win, and we want all these people coming out and knocking on doors and telling people why they have to come out and vote. This is too important.